Mark Cuban, renowned billionaire tech mogul and the outspoken owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Good morning, this is Richard Hsu, host of Hsu Untied, and today I'm very thrilled and honored to have as my special guest Mark Cuban, who's a tech entrepreneur, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and one of the investors on Shark Tank. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate having me.
So, Mark, before we begin, actually, I just wanted to comment that Shark Tank is actually one of my favorite shows. I think you do a terrific job. It looks like you really enjoy being on that show. I assume you'll be on it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. It sends the right message that the American dream is alive and well, and, you know, if someone from Iowa, you know, Nebraska, wherever, can come up with an idea in the garage and make it on the Shark Tank and get a shark to help turn it into a real business, you know, that's an indication that anybody can do it. So, yeah, I love the message it sends, so I'm glad to be part of it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, but today we're going to talk about Cyberdust, which I actually use, and a company I believe you started. Tell me, what was the genesis for the idea to begin with?
Well, it started after my 8-year battle with the SEC. I learned very quickly that, you know, they weren't about justice. They were about winning. And everything I turned over voluntarily early on, every email, every text message, every communications I had, thinking, okay, you know, there's lots of exculpatory information in here. This is going to be a 2-minute drill and then it would be over. Unfortunately, you know, Their interest wasn't in getting to the truth. Their interest was just winning. So if I had an email that said the sky was blue, they were like, nah, you knew we were going to be looking at your emails. So what you really meant was the sky was green. And, you know, it's typical in a deposition or any type of scenario like that. They tried to spin everything and anything to their advantage, and it was just ridiculous. That was the genesis of Cyberdust, which at its start was a messaging system that everything just disappeared. It was like having a face-to-face conversation.
Hmm. So tell me how Cyberdust works. It's like it's just like you're saying. It's a text messaging system, but the text message like disappears, right?
Right. It's like a face-to-face conversation. There's no record. And so what happens is both sides on your device has to have the application. You have to have the application. So I send a message to you, and in a typical messaging system, it goes to a cloud server. The cloud server holds on to it on a disk drive or a storage mechanism of some sort. When you request it, it downloads it to the recipient. When you open the message, it downloads it to you. You read it, and then you save it or not save it, up to you, and life goes on. But the reality is there's a record from the sender, most likely. There's a record from the host, the person who's doing the storage and transmitting of the application. And then the recipient can store the message as well. So there's multiple sources of holding that message, really eternally. They can be held in perpetuity. And you know, that to some people it's like, well, that's, you know, why not if you've got nothing to hide? But in reality, over time things lose context. You know, I'll go back to my SEC case where, you know, things I said that, you know, were perfectly honest and perfectly innocent were used against me just because they could. You know, I guess the best way to look at it, particularly from an attorney standpoint, the minute you hit send on any message in any communication system, whether it's email, text messaging, whatever, the minute you hit send, you lose control and you lose ownership of that message, but you don't lose responsibility for that message.
So, right.
You know, if you send me an email, I own that email. You no longer have control of it. And if it, you could say the most innocuous, innocent, you know, purposeless thing in that email, and then I could create a whole new context with that email and use it in a lawsuit. I can, you know, bring it up in the deposition and try to create my own context. I could go and mix and match it with other messages that, you know, which was not the intent when you send it. You know, it's just there's so many things that can go wrong and so little that can go right that we created Cyberdust. And what makes Cyberdust different, both sides have to have Cyberdust. And so when I send you a message, it goes from me to our servers in the cloud. Now, in the cloud, we don't store it on permanent media. meaning it's not on a hard drive. It stays in random access memory in our servers. And if those of us who have used PCs know that, you know, if you turn off your PC while you have something in memory, it's gone forever. And that's the same concept with our servers with CyberDust. If, you know, we unplug our servers or disconnect or turn off our servers, it's irretrievable. So, but it stays up there. It stays in random access memory in our servers. And then once you retrieve it, or 24 hours, whichever comes first, if you don't retrieve it within 24 hours, it's just auto-deleted and it's gone forever. There's no forensic way to retrieve it, nothing. So once you retrieve it, then it goes down to your device, your phone as an example, and once again, it's in non-permanent memory. So you'll notice that if you use CyberDust and you turn off your phone or you exit the app, any message that you had downloaded is gone. And once again, there's no permanent storage at all, so there's no way to retrieve it. If someone picks up your phone, once the message is gone, it's gone. If, you know, so when it comes, you know, there's a lot of lawyers that use it, and what all that means in my feeble legal mind, since I'm not a lawyer, is that nothing is discoverable. There's no possible way for anybody to say, okay, now it's time for you to produce that CyberDust message. And I've gotten some anecdotal stories from lawyers that are using it, where I've had the clients use it when they said, okay, you sent a message to so-and-so, and you use this app called CyberDust. We need you to produce it. I can't. What do you mean you can't? Well, then you need to go to CyberDust. And they'll produce. No, they can't. They don't have a record of it. We keep no server records. The only thing that we can do is if you provide your email, and it's optional, if you lose your password, we can provide you with another password. We can't retrieve messages. We can't do anything. We don't know where you're at. We don't track anything. We have no server logs, nothing.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, one of the things lawyers say all the time is, you know, don't put that in writing, right? I mean, that's used.
Right.
I've used that phrase thousands of times. So is the most widely use case for this application lawyers? Is that what you find?
No. But lawyers obviously understand it a lot more clearly because of their experience. You know, right. What the most likely use and the most prominent use is just normal people communicating about their lives and their businesses and just day to day, because it's so much. The privacy enables honesty is the best way to look at it. So anybody with any business experience, whenever you say something that's going to be recorded in any way, shape, or form, whether in text, whether in social media, a Facebook post, we always think, okay, what if somebody else was reading this? And even when we do that, we know that we still could be wrong. I tell people all the time, your social media is like fashion. It seems really, really cool when you're wearing it and your friends are admiring it. But give yourself a year or two, you're going to look like an idiot. And comments on social media, comments and texts are the same way. And so, you know, more and more people have had bad experiences, you know, in the most, again, benign scenarios. I can give you the example of people have told me, well, you know, I used to date this person and we used to have pet names for each other and I used them in a text and we broke up. I never thought anything about it except the other person kept all my text and embarrassed the hell out of me by putting them on social media. You know, and so there, again, you can't emphasize enough, and as a lawyer, you understand this. The minute you hit send, you lose ownership, but you don't lose responsibility. And it doesn't matter if you're 12 years old or 120 years old, it's the same thing. And in the social media world, that the risk profile becomes exponential.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, from a technological standpoint, was this a difficult application to build?
Building the app was not easy because not only did we had to make sure that we had all the technical aspects right, and including not being there no residuals on any device, whether it's our servers or the user devices, we also had to make it simple to use. There are all kinds of technical solutions out there that people could have cobbled together if they were technical enough, but in our case, we wanted to make it so that anybody could use it. That really is what would take us to the next level. And so that was the hard part, and we've gone through probably 4 revisions now, and still not perfect, but it's a whole lot closer and a whole lot better than it was.
Mm. So when was CyberDust launched, and how has this been adoption so far?
We launched with our alpha version in, in 2014, and then beta came out in July of 2014, and then we just recently updated to, you know, our latest version, and we've had about 2.5 million downloads, and, you know, I don't want to get into daily active users, but it's being used very, very actively.
And this is a company that's been completely self-funded by you?
Yeah,
do you have other venture capitalists?
Just by me. It serves its purpose just for me to protect my business interests, so everything else is gravy.
And I'm assuming that the feedback has been very strong. People like it. I mean, I'm assuming
our use keeps on growing, and that's the best proof.
Yeah, right. Are you trying to direct it to certain markets, or you think, I mean, basically anybody can use it?
No, really,
right?
Kind of our pitch is it's the most personal communications platform available, meaning, you know, now as an attorney, in your case, you can have an honest conversation in writing, if you will, using text that you couldn't have any other way. I mean, and other than sitting in your office is probably, or maybe at a lunch table or a dinner table, is the only time you can talk honestly with a client, knowing, even with attorney-client privilege, that, you know, no one's going to take that and misuse it. And that's what we're trying to recreate. And because of that, that's really what's increased its popularity.
So it's really more of a replacement for texting than for email, right?
You're still going to use email for things that you need a record of. So if there's a final document, you're going to email it, you're going to send an attachment.
Right.
Yeah, it's a replacement for texting. It's really an alternative to face-to-face communications is the best way.
Yeah.
And again, you know, when you know that it's private, people are a lot more open and honest. And, you know, for as an attorney, that's critical. Or, you know, if you're doing a negotiation, you know, and your client's working on a business environment, or, you know, there's communications between two parties in a divorce, you know, being able to be open and honest is important. And so you can say what you need to say, knowing that there's not going to be a record that could be used against you.
So I take it you use it for a lot then?
Oh, yeah, I use it. I mean, for just about everything, all my business, you know, that I need to do.
Yeah, right. What are some of the other features or future you see for CyberDust? Do you think this is pretty much it, or do you see other things that you want to add?
We continue to add. So the other part of CyberDust that works really, really well because of the fact that it disappears, the ephemeral nature is, it has kind of a Twitter-like component. Right now, if you've got people that follow you on Twitter, that you communicate with on Twitter, you know, there's always a troll problem. There's always somebody who's going to come in and see what you do, or, you know, if somebody retweets it and it goes to somewhere else, someone else is going to take a look at it and then give you a hard time about it. With CyberDust, you can also have followers. So you can also create what we call private lists. And so if you have a group of attorneys that you deal with a certain issue, or a group of attorneys is working on a case together, you can create a private list and do what we call a blast information to all of them simultaneously. So if you're talking about a case and there's 20 of you working on this, rather than trying to do a group text messaging or doing a group conference call, you can set up a group message on CyberDust with a private group or a blast list where you can just send out updates to all the people at once, and they can reply to you individually. Or you can use it like Twitter, where you get followers. So we've got people that have got tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers. And what's cool about it, you know, if you're an active Twitter user or even Facebook user, on Facebook you don't reach everybody who follows you. Facebook decides who gets to see what you post. On Twitter, everybody gets to see it, but that's part of the problem. Because of that, you always have to think twice what you're going to try to squeeze into those 140 characters. And you always have to think, okay, you know, how is somebody going to mess with me when I post this? With CyberDust, you don't have that issue. You can have one follower, two followers, 2,000, 200, 2 million followers, and you can say what's on your mind. So when I was talking about the MAV situation with DeAndre Jordan, I did it on CyberDust. And the reason I did it was because I'm not limited to 140 characters. I can use text, audio, video. I can put in links. And all I've got 500,000 people who follow me on there. All 500,000 people got, you know, an in-depth, honest response. And I knew that while some people might not agree with me, if they reply to me, I'm the only one who saw it. And because of that, it's kind of useless for a troll. You know, I didn't get, the math sucks, or Cuban, you're an idiot, like you do on Twitter. And so because of the fact that it's ephemeral, because of the fact that it's private, because of the fact that only the recipient sees it, and if you reply, only the originator sees the reply, there really are no trolls. And again, that means I can communicate with fans, I communicate with Shark Tank fans, Mavs fans, I can talk technology. You know, so if you follow me at Blog Maverick, which is a default follow, actually, for Cyberdust, you're going to get my quote of the day. You're going to get all kinds of stuff from me that you're not going to get on Twitter or any other social media. Mm-hmm. And we have other celebrities. We have other sports celebrities, and we have other experts that got, do the same thing.
So what's the future for Cyberdust? Do you see this as an independent company? I mean, it sounds like a great acquisition candidate for, you know, a Twitter or even a security company. Or
The fact that I have, you know, that I can protect people. I like the fact that, you know, it really is useful. It's helpful. It protects people. I'm in no rush. I mean, I've sold a couple companies, so I'm in good shape. So
yeah.
I like the fact that I can kind of control the destiny of the app and just continue to make it better and make sure it always suits my uses. Because, in honesty, it saved me millions of dollars in legal fees because there's nothing to discover. Discovery is one of the most expensive aspects of any lawsuit. Huh. And, you know, instead of having, okay, now you got to produce 3,000 emails, you know, and now you got to go through and search and, oh, wait, why don't you turn over your hard drive so we can go through and everything and make sure that you've disclosed everything, you know, those days are over. There's nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really amazing how this company really came from that experience. I mean, even though it sounds like it was horrible, but if you hadn't had that, you wouldn't have started this company.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, you tried to make lemonade out of lemons, and it did, you know, help me create and sent me to create Cyberdust. And I, you know, again, sticking to the legal profession, I've talked to untold numbers of lawyers who have thanked me that, you know what, this has just made my life so much easier, and it's made my clients' lives so much easier. Because, you know, particularly in the social media world, as our social media footprint gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, our risk profile, you know, grows even faster. The little things that you totally forgot about on your Facebook or totally forgot about on your Twitter from 5 years ago can, you know, will be used against you in some manner, shape, or form if you're in an adversarial legal situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is just one key component to helping people avoid that problem.
Who came up with the name Cyberdust?
It just happened to be a URL that I had, and I like one-inch names that kind of just say who they are and what they are, and so that's where it came from.
Oh, so you had actually had the name before you even started this company?
Yeah, I had it for years. Way back when. I mean, I have things like emergencyroom.com, practice.com, matter.com. You know, just way back when, I bought a bunch of them really inexpensively, and I thought, you know, someday these things are going to come in handy.
That's so funny. And it turns out it was the perfect name for this product.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it says exactly what it is.
How much time do you spend on Cyberdust, you personally?
Everything. Oh, I mean, in terms of running the company or using
it? Yeah, running the company.
I've got great people that do most of the work. You know, my job is working with the designs and strategically understanding where we're going to take it and, you know, understanding what features we need or what we need to update. And, you know, since I'm so active on it, getting feedback from everybody. I spend, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time, but I spend enough time that it's important to me.
Well, Mark, it's been a fascinating conversation. I really appreciate your taking the time. I know you're super busy, but, you know, maybe in a few years I can check in with you and see how Cyberdust is growing.
Well, in a few months you can check in. you know, I know you've downloaded the app, and everybody, please download it. It's Cyberdust, CyberDust. It's two words. And it's in the Apple Store, it's in the iOS Store, Apple iOS Store, Android Store, and Windows Store. And once Windows 10 is updated, you'll be able to run Cyberdust under Windows 10 right from your laptop or desktop as well. So that'll expand it into the offices.
Very good. Well, thanks again, Mark.
Appreciate it, Richard. Thank you.
This is Richard Hsu and Mark Cuban. Thanks.